It is the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. According to the Mayo Clinic, signs of dyslexia can be difficult to detect, but some early clues may point to a problem. Once a child reaches school age, their teacher may be the first to notice. Dyslexia is a learning disorder characterized by difficulty reading. And Wisconsin is one of a handful of states without laws outlining how schools should help students with dyslexia. But that could change. A committee has recommended the legislature create a position within the Department of Public Instruction to hire a dyslexia specialist. We continue our state capitol report now with Tammy Tillotson. She is outgoing president of the Wisconsin chapter of the International Dyslexia Association. She's also the center director of the Children's Dyslexia Center of Upper Wisconsin and a consultant for school districts across the state. Tammy, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, good morning.
So when people think about dyslexia, they may think it means reading words out of order, mixing up letters, but that is not the whole picture. Can you tell us more about this condition?
Yeah, I sure can. So the most common myth about dyslexia is that it is seeing words or letters backwards. And the reality is that dyslexia is not a visual problem at all. It is a language-based learning disability that is neurological in how individuals process the sounds and symbols within our language. So it is all neurologically based. It's how the brain is processing the language.
How common is dyslexia?
Well, according to the most common research, science-based studies, dyslexia affects as much as 20% of the population, or as many as 1 in 5 kiddos or 1 in 5 individuals. So it is far more prevalent than what most individuals suspect.
And this is a lifelong issue. What are the early signs that a child might be dyslexic?
Well, there are a lot of characteristics that parents and educators can look for to help identify or do some early screening of dyslexia. Some simple things such as memorization of the alphabet, directionality issues, so even something as simple as tying their shoes, being able to follow all of those instructions of those bunny ears. Also, you know, getting into more complicated things such as phonological processing, which would be rhyming or word division, addition of sounds, letters. And then certainly as they become readers, understanding how the language is structured and being able to predict spelling patterns when they're not able to. Those are all red flags to look for.
How do you diagnose it?
Well, interestingly enough, dyslexia is one of those more challenging things people suspect is more challenging to diagnose, only because it's a little bit of a battery of assessments rather than one full assessment that can simply diagnose. So typically in Wisconsin, the diagnosis of dyslexia comes through a psychologist or a neuropsychologist, and if we're working with kiddos, oftentimes that is going to be a pediatric psychologist or a pediatric neuropsychologist. And they're going to do a cognitive assessment, typically, along with a battery of educational assessments. And they're going to be looking at rapid automatic naming, phonological processing, a child's ability to read and spell words in isolation. They're going to look at comprehension pieces, both auditory and non-auditory comprehension, to see how a child is able to process what they're reading and where their struggles are. So a really good assessment is going to encapsulate a lot of different pieces that are going to really drill down into a child's knowledge and be able to understand where the strengths are and where their weaknesses are. But then the outcome of that assessment is not the actual diagnosis of dyslexia. It really is the reporting that comes out with that diagnosis of what interventions or what best practices can be put into place to best support that child in school and at home.
We're talking with Tammy Tillotson, who is outgoing president of the Wisconsin chapter of the International Dyslexia Association. She's also center director of the Children's Dyslexia Center of Upper Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a child who is dyslexic? What do you have to get for your child to help them in, with what they need in school? And do you often have to go outside of the school for help? What's that experience been like? Perhaps you are dyslexic but didn't get the help you needed when you were in school. How are you doing? 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Tammy, how do Wisconsin schools fall short when it comes to educating dyslexic children?
Well, unfortunately, you know, teachers go into the field of education with all of the best intentions and really doing everything right based on what they know. But unfortunately, they're not coming into the field of education as prepared in reading instruction as they could be. The majority of practitioners really haven't been prepared in a sufficient depth in order to prevent reading problems or to recognize the early signs of risk, or really even to be able to teach students with dyslexia, or, you know, that students that have dyslexia or other related learning disabilities. So when we look at the big picture of teacher preparation, you know, the International Dyslexia Association has done some research around teacher prep programs, and what they have found is that there is a huge absence in rich content and academic rigor in many of the courses that teachers are taking in preparation to become teachers. And once they're in the field, the professional development isn't always there to be able to support them. There are a lot of really great curriculums out there that teachers can put into place, but if they don't have the skills in order to use best practice methods for implementing those curriculums, then we really aren't doing full justice to our students in Wisconsin. The other thing that the International Dyslexia Association has found is that all of the tests that are aligned with scientific research aren't necessarily aligned with the teacher prep program. So Wisconsin has done a wonderful job at having the FORT exam, which is the exam that teachers have to take regarding reading instruction and other language issues once they are done with their prep program. But we have found that many teachers are having to take that test multiple times in order to pass, which is not an indication of the teacher's lack of, well, it is an indication of the teacher's lack of knowledge, but it's an indication more so of the teacher's lack of preparedness because of their prep programs. And that's not to say that all of the fault falls to the universities, because that is not the case, but that is the starting point that we have to start looking at. And all of this comes back to Wisconsin law. We have been lacking in legislation. When we look at other states that are light years ahead of Wisconsin, they have had best practices for certification, instruction, and preparedness for teachers that are having dramatic impacts with students.
So what do parents in Wisconsin currently have to do if their school isn't meeting the needs of their dyslexic child?
Well, unfortunately, it becomes a matter of, you know, parents really becoming their child's number one advocate. It's building relationships, but it's also learning everything they possibly can about the needs of their child, about dyslexia, and then being able to support staff within their child's school and, you know, helping them to understand how their child is going to learn best, what are best practices for an individual with dyslexia. And ultimately, it really does become a matter of awareness and education. So parents have to arm themselves with a lot of information and knowledge and be able to prepare that in a way that supports their child's teachers and their schools.
Do you find that they go out of their way to find their own tutors, their own reading specialists, their own programs that have developed up around schools?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there's a high level of frustration from parents when they don't feel like their child is getting the support or accommodations or remedial instruction at school. And so parents do seek out those resources in the state of Wisconsin. And we are very fortunate to have a couple of really solid resources you know, through the Children's Dyslexia Centers and through private practitioners across the state of Wisconsin that are highly credentialed. You know, I can speak on behalf of the Children's Dyslexia Center as far as being an accredited training program. So it has a high rigor and offers free tutoring for children who struggle with reading, writing, and spelling. And parents do seek out those resources because no one wants to see their child struggle. And that's the end-all of end-all is, you know, we want to help kids to become better readers. And we know that structured literacy or structured language that is more systematic, explicit, direct, that builds on you know, the overall structure of the language and how it is formed really is how our dyslexic kiddos learn really concrete rules and generalizations about the language and can apply them.
Tammy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate you including me in this conversation.
Tammy Tillotson is outgoing president of the Wisconsin chapter of the International Dyslexia Association. When we come back, we'll talk with Republican State Representative Bob Culp about this issue on the Ideas Network. Dyslexia is a learning disability in reading. Exact causes of dyslexia are still not completely clear. Kids with dyslexia have trouble reading accurately and fluently. They may also have trouble with reading comprehension, spelling, and writing. And now there's possible legislation coming up in Wisconsin to help school districts better support children with dyslexia. We're talking about it here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's bring in Republican Representative Bob Culp to the conversation. He represents the 69th Assembly District, which includes Stratford, and he chaired a bipartisan committee that's recommended the legislature adopt measures to better address the needs of dyslexic children in Wisconsin schools. Representative Culp, welcome to the Ideas Network.
And good morning, Kate. It's wonderful to join you, and especially to talk about this topic that I think is a very necessary topic to be discussing.
Well, you chaired this committee that looked at how schools could help children with dyslexia. What did you find?
What we found was that it seemed like we have a deficit in materials that give parents and sometimes teachers and administrators the ability to get their arms around this issue of dyslexia. So that really was the focus of the study committee, was to come up with how can we best put every school and every parent and every child and every teacher on kind of an even footing, give them a base level of information. There are schools that are doing a phenomenal job. The article in the Isthmus was talked about Madison doing, you know, getting their teachers up to a certain level of understanding on this, and even like in Edgar, which is a municipality not far from here, in a school district not far from here, there's a teacher that's really grabbed the idea and is running with it. So what we did at the state was just to put a legislation out to put a guidebook in place to give a resource for teachers, parents, students, administrators to get their hands around this issue and to give them resources.
And I understand dyslexia really hits home for you.
Well, it does. I mean, my kids are all grown and they're all very they have jobs and they're very well positioned for life, but so the youngest is 20 at this point, but certainly during their growing up years, we had seven kids and three of them had were not diagnosed with dyslexia, but just had many of the symptoms of them of it. And my wife took charge of that and really said, "Okay, what do we need to do here?" So, it does hit home from a lot of different levels. I struggle as just a parent and a grandparent and a legislator to see kids that are left behind. These kids often are the best and brightest, and to get them frustrated when they're second, third grade because they've lost the ability to keep up with their classmates for something that really is, I think, rather easily fixed, to me just really pulls at my heartstrings. So it hits home on a lot of different levels.
Recommendations were made by your committee, and one would create a position within the Department of Public Instruction. What would this position look like? What would it accomplish?
Well, we put in place a criterion for that position so that it would be someone that would understand what dyslexia is and how to work with it, as well as how to work with school districts and give the resources. We didn't define the day-to-day activities of this position, but certainly I think it would be a good thing to have school districts and parents, when they have questions, not only have a guidebook, but have a go-to source at a DPI that would arm them with all of the things that they would need in order to teach in a way that is easily understood and easily gotten by the kids that are struggling. So, again, didn't define the day-to-day aspect of the job description, but put in place criteria and again, just as a resource.
Tammy Tillotson earlier just described it as Wisconsin teachers just not fully prepared to tackle reading challenges. How does Wisconsin compare to other states in the area, in this area?
Well, we're way behind in terms of having any legislation dealing with dyslexia. And just to put it in a baseline, you may have heard this earlier. I only tuned in about 3 minutes before I got on board. But Wisconsin back in 1998-9 was third among the states in rank as far as reading proficiency at, I think, the fourth grade level. We've dropped to 33rd or 34th. Now, our scores, kids' scores, student scores haven't declined, but other states have done some more creative things than we have. So it's time that we get on this, and I'm just delighted to have been a part of the process. It was a rigorous process, and really we had a lot of incredibly good debate. I'm hopeful that we can get this through, but we certainly are not leading the charge here. We're playing catch up.
Talking with Representative Bob Culp, who represents the 69th Assembly District, which includes Stratford, and he chaired a bipartisan committee that's recommended the legislature adopt measures to better address the needs of dyslexic children in Wisconsin schools. You can join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. How dyslexia has impacted your child or your life. Join in with your story, 800-642-1234. Representative Culp, are there plans to include measures that would hold schools accountable to make changes benefiting a dyslexic student?
We didn't go that far with the study committee. There were members on the study committee, which is not just legislators. Those study committees are made up of a wide variety of citizens and educators in this case. We didn't go any further than we did because you end up getting to the point where, as from the state's perspective, it is always difficult to have some kind of a mandate or an additional follow-up with school districts. We're hopeful that the guidebook will be the first step in hopefully a lot of good reforms that will happen at the school board and local school district level, as well as at the CESA level, and just get the conversation going. So we did not put any kind of parameters in place that way.
What's the timeline here? When will this legislation be introduced?
We expect it to be the report and the legislation to be done by the Legislative Council, which is the nonpartisan group that writes the laws for us and helps us out with committee work in the next month or so. And then from there, my guess is it will be voted on. I certainly hope it will. It'll go through the standard process, the committee process there. And if the legislation actually gets passed, I would like to see it be passed in the first 6 months of this year. And then from there, we have about a year for the committee to be formed and the guidebook to be put together and those types of things. So that's the timeline.
In writing this legislation, have you looked to any other state laws for guidance or inspiration here?
Oh, absolutely. There's so much work that's already done in other states that it was easy to bring in people to testify, as well as to look at best practices and having the National Council of State Legislators come in and talk about what's been done. So we would absolutely looked at many other states to try to mirror and mimic the best and to look at what didn't work and reject that.
What obstacles does it face, if any?
I would say the obstacles it faces would be simply that there are people that really like the way reading has been taught and are resistant to change, and that's said in a vague way, I know, but I believe that the bulk of people are saying we need to do something because the reading score rank has declined, and I think Wisconsin is ready.
Do you think you'll have the ear of Governor Evers, because he's come in from his past position as superintendent of schools, and now here he is the governor? Do you think that education will be more of a pressing issue here?
I certainly hope so. It's my intention to schedule a meeting with him now that the first week of his administration is behind him. Hopefully he'll have a mechanism similar to a previous governor that will allow for legislators to come in and talk about their ideas. Certainly hope he's on board. I'm going to make a persuasive case to him to be, because I believe in this, and I think that the kids in Wisconsin that will be benefited will really also appreciate it.
Representative Culp, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, as always.
Bob Culp is a Republican who represents the 69th Assembly District, includes Stratford, and he chaired a bipartisan committee that's recommended the legislature adopt measures to better address the needs of dyslexic children here in Wisconsin. And earlier we talked with Tammy Tillotson, outgoing president of the Wisconsin chapter of the International Dyslexic Association. This is a State Capitol Report, and we'll hear next about an upcoming rule changes in effect for hundreds of fire departments across Wisconsin. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.